Karim,
Hello.
Hello.
I don't know if you all received the agenda for this meeting.
No, I
No?
Is it you?
So, the goals for today are we have two goals. First is to decide the movie for the next projection for our movie club. As you know, so it's for the last Friday of this month of April. As you probably remember, the movie already projected were Lawrence of Arabia and Apocalypse Now in February and Amadeus from Milos Forman in March. So the question that is open is, are we going to select a movie from the 90s and which movie? So that's the first goal, decide for a movie to be projected. And second goal is to discuss for an advertising poster for our club, because we noticed that last time not enough people came to the projection. So that's it. Who wants to start? So I guess you all prepared some documents for the selection of a movie.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So who has what actually? Maybe.
I've got a PowerPoint presentation.
Uh-huh. What do you have, Mirek?
Okay, I have a PowerPoint presentation, and it's about there are some reviews of the I think like seven movies.
Uh-huh. And I have a well, just a piece of paper with some suggestions. What about you?
Yeah, I have also a piece of paper with my favorite movie.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so
should we start with the two presentations, maybe?
Yeah. Okay. I guess we can start with
sure. That. It's not very long in any case.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so what I was thinking is basically the previous movies that we had, which you've already mentioned in the agenda, Lawrence of Arabia, Apocalypse Now, and Amadeus, were fairly historical, serious, dramatic, and also action-y movies, except for maybe Amadeus. This month I was thinking of selecting something that's more in the present time, still dramatic but slightly less serious. And what I'd propose is something of a thriller or mystery. And I know that a lot of people find mysteries not really mysteries in the movies these days. They kind of can predict what's going to happen. But in the 90s there were some movies that did have surprise endings, and then people came out saying, okay, didn't see that coming. So I thought we could maybe show one of those. And even if people have already seen the movie, a lot of the times you go back and watch the movie again and you pick up on things that you didn't really notice the first time around, or you see where the clues were and what led up to the end. So that's more along the lines of what I was thinking. And the two in particular that I would propose are, next slide please, The Usual Suspects and The Sixth Sense. I don't know if you've seen any of them. The Usual Suspects was directed by Bryan Singer and written by Christopher McQuarrie. It has a fairly large cast, so I'm not going to read all of them, but the main characters are Kevin Spacey and Gabriel Byrne. And it's basically about five criminals who get set up. They're arrested, they're released from prison, and they get together and plan a crime. And basically the story is told through the views of one of the suspects. The tagline is kind of neat, five criminals, one lineup, no coincidence. And you get told the story as that these characters are being controlled by one sort of uber-villain, and in the end you find out who the uber-villain was. And I kind of like the quote from Rolling Stone magazine, "The Usual Suspects is the freshest, funniest..."
Which one was it again? The guy who was controlling? I don't remember. I've seen the movie twice.
Well, they have you guys seen the movie?
No, I haven't seen it.
So I'm not going to give away. You want me to give away the movie? That'll spoil it. I'll tell you later. But the quote from Rolling Stone is fairly accurate, I think. It's one of the freshest, funniest, and scariest crime thrillers to come along since Pulp Fiction. And the other movie is The Sixth Sense, with the famous line, "I see dead people," which the little boy says. It was written and directed by M. Night Shyamalan, and stars Bruce Willis, Haley Joel Osment, and Toni Collette. And again, it has a neat twist that you find out right at the end.
Yeah, it's a bit more commercial, that one.
No. Yeah. I mean, yeah, The Sixth Sense was very commercial, but
So
anyways,
what is this, the second image on this slide? Is it the
it's the
poster
poster
or?
for The Sixth Sense, but unfortunately I couldn't find a clear big enough one.
It has a strange format,
Yeah.
horizontal and
Yeah,
oh, so it's
I
one
think it's
image
only
with all
part of a
six.
full, yeah, it goes the all of the set all of the senses. If you go to the next slide, there's slightly more detailed things about the movies. So The Usual Suspects is 105 minutes long, so it's a decent length of time. It has an R rating, so I don't remember what type of audience we had at the last shows, but it may not necessarily be suitable for
R is what?
kids. R is sort of, if you're 18 and under, you have to have an adult with you.
Okay, so
It's
it's like
mostly for
restricted.
violence, yeah, it's
Okay.
restricted. It got an 8.7 out of 10 on the Internet Movie Database. It's the 16th in the top 250 movies and fourth in the top movies of the 90s. It won a couple of Academy Awards, notably for Best Writing, so that's for the script, and Best Actor for Kevin Spacey.
Wait, I have the top 10 from the 90s, no, the top 15, and it's fourth.
Yeah, fourth in the top movies of the 90s.
Oh, so sorry,
16th in the top 250, I
'90s.
think, of all time.
Yeah, because your table is only the
From
90s.
yeah.
'90s, yeah.
So it won lots of awards. It won Best Film from the British Film Association, or the British equivalent of the Academy Awards. It was nominated for Best Foreign Film for the César.
Plenty of awards, it would be
Plenty
fine.
of awards,
But
yeah.
16 is in top 250. It's what all
I think of
days,
all time,
all
yeah.
the movies, yeah.
Yeah. So,
It's still good, okay.
yeah.
And those ratings are more like it's the number of votes, no?
Yeah, it's ratings by
Well,
viewers and.
no, actually, if you look at your tables, I think
Yeah.
it's a sort of well, average between number of votes
And rating.
and yeah, the rating or the marks. Because there in your table you have things that have very few votes but still are ranked quite high.
Yeah.
For
Yeah, like
instance, number
Memories.
24, which has only 4,000
Yeah,
votes.
and 44 as well,
But
which has 740 something
it's different
votes.
because the average of the rating and okay, the number of the votes is there just for the information.
Yeah.
So that you know
Maybe it's just
how
this, or
reliable,
just
yeah.
compensated a bit for the number
Yes.
of people. I don't know, actually. Because if you have just 10 votes
Okay,
and
then you
yeah,
yeah,
probably you're
then
not in the
yes,
database.
sure.
Yeah.
But anyway,
So
that's excellent
yeah.
votes.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah. That's a good movie. I highly recommend it. And I wouldn't mind seeing it again because I do know the ending and I haven't been able to watch it again to see where the hints were that were scattered across the movie because apparently there are hints as to who it
Ah, now I
is.
remember.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, there is one guy who is at the police station and
Yeah.
they ask him to
He's
tell
the
the
one telling the
story.
story. Yeah. There's him and the guy in the burn unit.
What is the second movie?
The second movie is The Sixth Sense. Again, it's fairly short. It has an easier rating. It's PG-13. It's much less violent. It got an 8.1 out of 10. It's 101st in the top 250. And it's 19th on your list, I think, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, it's 19th. Got a fair number of votes, too. 96,000. Again, it was nominated for a lot of different Academy Awards. I didn't win any, but I got a lot of buzz and a lot of people liked it. So those are my two selections. And as you can see, the plot is a boy who communicates with spirits that don't know when they're dead seeks the help of a disheartened child psychologist to figure out why he's seeing what he's seeing and what it means.
Both movies are quite similar in some way because the last sentence is totally contradictory to the whole movie. It's
Yeah,
strange.
yeah.
The last sentence from the movie,
Yeah,
or?
the
Oh.
last sentence from the movie.
Yeah, it's only right at the end where you find out really what's going on, and it makes you rethink everything that happened beforehand. So, those would be my two suggestions, and they are slightly more commercial, or at least The Sixth Sense is, than the other ones we've seen, but.
So these guys were actually nominated. So the
Yeah.
bottom part of your slide actually, it says, yeah. So these are the best awards they had.
Yeah, they were nominated for a lot of different awards. They didn't win
Didn't do that.
I guess the comp I can't remember what the competition
About
was that
just
year,
a week
but
or so.
and they were nominated for a lot of them, and yeah. So I
I
think
think
that's
we
it,
can
unless you have
stop
any
there.
questions. Yeah, that's it.
Okay, now you can go to my slides. But
Okay.
actually, what I have prepared is just a kind of review of six or seven movies. If you can go to the second
You sent
one.
your slides around, right?
Yes, basically
Yeah.
seven movies, and it's a top movies based on the ranking and awards. You see the names of the movies on the wall. So we can perhaps go through all of them, and we can little bit discuss. So I didn't see all of them actually. So it's just we should probably select one of these because I think these are really good movies. And okay, we will see. So if
Okay.
you can go through. Okay, so this is the first movie, and it's more like a drama. It's very high ranked. And actually, you have a nicer list because we can even see the number of the votes. So
Yeah,
what is the number of the people?
one
Yeah, I think
hundred
your table is very clear
fourteen
to me.
thousand.
Finally, I found actually your table much better than my presentation because perhaps here we can really see. I mean,
No, we don't have the
what is the
plot of
ranking? We
the
don't have the
movie
plot,
and
yeah.
Okay, but maybe we can. Who has seen this movie?
Yeah, who has seen this movie?
I
Because then
haven't.
perhaps
No, I
I've
haven't,
heard a
but
lot of good things about it. I've heard it's a really powerful movie, but
I
I
don't
haven't
know if
seen
I
it.
show you the
What
list.
is the name in French? Because
I have no idea.
Yeah.
It's in jail, right? It's set
Yeah, it's
in.
set in a jail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember what it
Well,
is called.
actually, your third slide has the plot, so.
Yeah, it's this one.
Yeah.
It's the one that is
Yeah.
on the wall
Oh,
projected.
yeah,
Okay.
exactly, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah, this guy's jail, okay. Wow.
Okay, so.
So I
Okay.
get okay, so no one of us saw this movie, so
Yeah,
in
so
that case
let's.
perhaps it's a little bit dangerous to select that movie for the so or Schindler's List? Who saw this?
Me.
Yeah, I've seen it also.
So
Yeah,
I think
I've
this one
heard
is
about it.
this one is really nice. It's you know all of you knows the story, so it's quite high ranked, so I think it's not a bad movie. I'm thinking whether there was some good occasion, something what has happened recently. There was something like a celebration of the 50 years after the war or something recently, no? No,
I think there was a celebration
60
of
years.
60 years
60,
of the
yeah.
liberation of the
Yeah,
camps.
big.
Because they were liberated beginning
Yeah,
45.
so.
Yeah, it's not bad. And it's also, I think it's a good idea, at least from my point of view, it's coherent with the previous films, like
Yeah,
history,
that's
in
true.
major
That's
event.
true.
I don't know if we want to keep this coherence or change
It's
radically,
a
but
fairly
maybe.
emotional movie, though.
Yeah,
That's one
that's.
thing to keep in
Yeah, I
mind,
think
is
it's a
that
drawback.
it's.
But then it's not representative of the 90s. It's more a movie about the story of the horror of the endured by the Jewish during the Second World War.
Yeah, but Amadeus isn't really representative of
Of the
the
1780s.
'80s either. Yeah, and according to your thing, it's 1984, so.
Maybe it's representative of the style of the 80s. I don't know. As far as Europe, that's. I don't know.
But even here, I wouldn't say that this style is representative of the 90s, right? So,
No.
Yeah, hard to tell.
okay, but anyway, I think it's a really good movie. I
It is a
like
good
Tom
movie,
Selleck,
yeah.
and okay,
Okay, and
it's one of
Steven
the candidates. I
Spielberg.
definitely, yeah, Steven
Absolutely.
Spielberg is really
Yeah.
quite a good director. So I would say we could think about it. So I
Mm-hmm.
would keep it as a candidate at least.
Yeah.
Okay, with all respect, do we want to say something again about it or
No,
not?
I think we can just skip this
How
slide.
come it's coming third on your list?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fourth on Agnes on my list. Ah, it's okay. You selected some movies, no? You didn't take the
Yeah,
sixth
that's
first.
what is the rating?
Yeah, it's funny actually.
Perhaps it has
Because
changed.
on your slides, actually, the ratings are
It's
8.7
higher.
for both. No, they have the same, Usual Suspects and Pulp Fiction. Both are at 8.7. But on Denis' table,
But it
it's
gets
at
updated daily.
8.6.
It gets
Who
updated.
knows? Maybe people voted for it. Yeah.
Yes,
Yeah.
yes. And
Could have changed
I
in the
did it on
meanwhile.
Wednesday.
And
Though with 100,000 votes, it shouldn't change too much. I mean, given the number of votes, I wonder. But anyway, it may change, I think. Yeah.
So it probably has changed. So it became more popular. No,
yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Do we have something to add on this movie? Or?
No. Wait, how many of us saw Schindler's List? Three of us? Did you see it? I'm just trying to keep track of how many of us have seen
Schindler's List.
Yeah.
You
I
have?
Saw it.
You
it.
Have?
Yeah.
You have how much?
Mm-hmm. I've seen very few movies from the list. About 10 out of the first 50.
That's why you are in the movie club. You see more movies.
Yeah.
Okay, Pulp Fiction. I think it's again quite high ranked, but from my perspective, everyone already saw it. Who was interested in that movie, he saw it. Who is not interested in that movie, he didn't see it and he wouldn't like to see it in our movie club. So I think we should just skip it out and leave it out. I wouldn't think about this as a candidate.
Well,
even if it's a good movie, but I don't know.
It's
I
quite
think
representative
it's
of the 90s, I think. And the structure of the movie is interesting. I think the first scene is actually the same scene as the last scene, no? There is a kind of
I can't remember.
Yes, I think there are plenty of loops, actually.
Yeah.
I think also it's old enough that even if people saw it the first time around, they don't necessarily remember everything that happened, because I remember seeing it when it came out, but I don't particularly remember.
I fully agree that you can see this movie three times, perhaps.
I agree.
Three
with
times,
that.
And for the fourth time, so you still discover something new. But on the other hand, I have the impression everyone saw it. It's quite well known.
You've seen it?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like it. Really.
So we've all seen
the
it.
The soundtrack is gorgeous, actually. No.
Is what?
The soundtrack.
I don't remember the soundtrack.
Well, it's plenty of well-known songs. Twist.
So. What do you think? I wouldn't think about this as a candidate because it seems to me it's...
Well, I would keep it as a candidate, but I don't know. I think for the moment, I guess most of these are candidates, so we'll try to...
Mm-hmm.
We vote at the end, or you want to...
Yeah, we should probably vote.
Yeah, I mean, if there's something that none of us like, we can just eliminate it, but we might as well leave everything till the end.
I'm going to... We could just eliminate. Okay, so we are not going to eliminate this one. Goodfellas. I didn't see it.
No.
But you can read the comment from the users. That's the last bullet point. And it says simply a masterpiece. And it's Scorsese's last really great movie.
Again, a movie about on mafia. No?
Yeah, it's a gangster movie.
With Robert De Niro and two other guys.
Ray Liotta and
from the picture.
Joe Pesci, I think, maybe. I think, on the right, and the guy on the left is Ray Liotta.
You recognize them, or you can read the...
I recognize them. I'm a movie buff. I know way too much about movies and actors and everything.
The actors who played in another mafia movie, but I cannot remember. Les Affranchis, it was the name in French.
Oh. What was it about?
About mafia.
Very descriptive.
That's why I didn't go to see this one. It's quite. It seems to me they're all about the same subject and same.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
And it's a movie from 90s. The one that you saw, that you mentioned.
Probably.
Yeah.
Okay. Nobody seen it. So.
No.
No.
Yeah,
so probably. Should I tell something more? Good father of all thrillers. That's what it says on the what some user says. Okay, it's a little bit horror, so I think it's quite it's
a little bit.
It's
okay.
For kids, but if the kids are not visitors of our cinema, why not?
Yeah.
One have to rethink when you are watching this movie, you have to think, and it's scaring, why not?
So it's about a psychopathic killer.
Mm-hmm.
And what was it again, the plot? And the
so the FBI agent is assigned to help find a missing woman and save her from a psychopathic killer with the help of another killer.
So the other killer is Hannibal Lecter, who...
He was in prison, actually.
Yeah, he's in jail, and he's really
no.
He
tries to decrypt
He tries to help the FBI agent, but he plays head games with the FBI agent at the same time.
He's
really
yeah.
And well, so very nasty ones. Or
with her,
yeah.
He manages to freak her out.
Yeah,
so
mm-hmm.
Hannibal
so
Lecter is a very.
You can see Jodie Foster and
yeah.
The moth.
Who's playing the moth. Psychopath again?
Which the one who's in jail or the one who Anthony Hopkins?
The other one, I don't remember. We don't.
I don't either.
See him very often.
He plays it really
but
good.
It's
Anthony Hopkins.
Yeah,
really plays it.
He's scary in that movie.
But the plot is quite horrible. I mean, not the plot, but the what the active killer wants to do is quite horrible.
Yeah, I vaguely remember what it is, but
okay.
How many of us have seen it? I'm guessing you haven't seen
no,
it.
No, I've seen it.
Okay.
I think I've seen it a second time on TV, but maybe not.
So have we all seen it?
I've seen
okay,
it,
so we've all
I
seen it.
I can't really remember exactly all the details.
I can't either, because I saw it right when it came out.
It's a long time ago.
It came out when, 91,
yeah.
So.
And I saw it when I was like 12 or 13.
Yeah, me too. And at that age, it was like,
Okay, American Beauty, who was coming...
Yeah.
Next seven was
yeah.
Good.
Next slide.
That was very good, yeah.
Ah, it's actually there.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's here, and it's actually my last slide. So,
why you choose seven movies?
I don't know because it nicely. I was thinking perhaps we are not able to go through more of them.
Okay.
So American Beauty. So I can perhaps read a little bit the user comment if you want, or yeah, you can read the plot outline on the projector, but. It's basically deep, wonderful, and penetrating movie, extraordinary irony and the psychological drama about the American life.
Yeah, it's definitely about American
yeah.
life.
Suburban life.
It's kind of crude, the critic, but on the other way, it's...
There's a lot of very true things in it.
Yeah,
what?
Yeah, you know,
yeah.
The way of filming and... I don't know.
Okay, the way of filming,
I
perhaps,
it,
but
I would like to see it.
No, it's
mm-hmm.
quite interesting.
Yeah.
So
it's much less dark than the other movies we have on that list.
So it's not very violent.
Yeah.
It's not. Well, it's dark,
no,
but
it's
no.
Not violent at all.
Oh, okay.
No.
It's more the critic that is quite crude because all the people in this movie are psychopaths in their own way.
Mm-hmm.
But not like violent cutting people
but
to pieces
people.
Psychopaths.
Okay,
they're
yeah.
just everyone has their own issues.
Okay,
and
yeah. And what about that picture with the girl? And do you see naked people in the movie? Or
actually,
no.
Is it about sex?
It's
or
well,
a
50-year-old man that quit his job and fell in love with the best friend of
his daughter, his like teenage
oh,
daughter.
Okay.
So that's the best friend, and he fantasizes about her, and...
Yeah, it's good movie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And that's my last slide.
So you have seen it, Mihai?
Yes. And I think, okay, why not? It seems to me that perhaps the Schindler... Okay, definitely Schindler's List is perhaps more serious topic, for sure, but... Well, it depends. It depends what we want. Do we want that people are more like relaxed in our cinema, or are more interested in some particular things? What do you think? I mean, what should we? How we should? What should be the influence? How we are influencing the people in the cinema?
Mm-hmm.
I
think we
want
them to see movies that they won't see otherwise. But I'm not sure. Then it's quite popular the movie we selected. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's a mixture of bringing new things to them, but also making them enjoy the show so that they come to
mm-hmm.
our movie club. So, yeah, I think we shouldn't maybe do very mainstream movies. But, well, okay, the list here is quite...
See, I don't know what was mainstream in Europe. Like, all of these movies are very mainstream for me.
Yeah, I think also if you
but
look at the number of votes here...
They are quite mainstream. But,
yeah. Regarding Denis Table, I would say, given that this site, I don't know if it's mainly American, but I would
it
say
has other movies, but I think it's predominantly.
Yeah, I think
there
yeah,
is
it's English speaking anyway, so though.
Chinese movies, English movies.
Yeah, but if you
No,
look
there's
at,
movies from everywhere, but.
yeah, but I would say mainstream are the ones that have more than whatever 60,000 votes, and you can see some more, well, confidential films that have like 10,000, 20,000, like Princess Mononoke 20,000, and whatever, the Kieslowski at 11,000, Trois Couleurs
It's
Rouges.
quite a lot for Kieslowski, actually. I was
Yeah, it's not
surprised,
bad
but
at all, yeah.
yeah.
So yeah, anyway, if you want a definition of mainstream
Yeah.
and Festen also is quite high. I don't know if you've seen this one.
No,
It's the
I've never even
Strawberries,
heard
I
of it.
think. It's a movie from Swedish guy.
Danish, I think. It's the
Danish
Dogma
Dogma
movement.
movies,
Yeah.
yeah. Lars von Trier.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, can we
Yeah, let's
discuss about your document, maybe?
Yeah. So it's actually I
Or
have
can I
made
ask you
yes.
for
I have made
the rest of
photocopies.
the
I have them
document?
Danish, so
Okay.
it's all for you. Actually I tried to propose just one
Thank
movie
you.
with some alternates.
And
Okay.
then could you give me the list of the
Yeah,
topic
sure.
too? Yeah. You have your own copy?
Yep.
Yeah? Okay, good. Thank you.
So my proposal, which is only a proposal, would be to keep the focus on more or less history and action. So Lawrence of Arabia was okay about this guy during the First World War, so it happens okay outside Europe and the States, but it's a piece of history. Apocalypse Now, it's Vietnam, if I'm correct. And okay, Amadeus, that's much much earlier, and it's not about, it's not violent, which is a nice thing, I think. But given that we would like a movie from the 90s, I thought the Saving Private Ryan, oh, thanks for projecting the document, would keep this more or less this theme of history and war and action drama, while showing actually a very new and I would say humanistic view on war, because it's not like the sort of glorification of the good guys that well go against the Nazis, but it's well the plot actually, if you don't know it, it's about people looking for just one soldier. In fact, it's about a family of four brothers who actually three of them get killed during the war in these days of 40, well I guess summer 44, and well the government decides that they need to get back the fourth brother just to save one member of the family, and this guy is Private Ryan. So the movie is not about killing the Germans or whatever, it's about saving at least one guy from a family. So but of course the setting is during the war, and it's very realistic and very traumatic. In fact, it's not at all a glorification of war, but it's just it shows a bit the violence of the things, and especially the beginning is I think it's great. It's very violent, but it's an image of war.
Yeah,
It's
it's quite horrible.
very, very violent.
Yeah,
Yeah.
but I think if, well, if you
Exactly.
compare it
Because
to
I saw it and I'm trying to remember the beginning. That's the
the
Nazi propaganda.
landing,
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay.
Landing.
Yeah. That was
And
really
actually,
horrible.
more or
This
less
is
everyone
not a
gets a
movie for
soldier.
kids.
It's odd
Like,
because he used something like 100 camera to film that, or.
oh, I don't know, but yeah, actually, it's very
Yeah.
well filmed and it's very realistic. And I don't know if you compare with, I don't know, in Lawrence of Arabia, I think they have some battles on camels. I know it's very
Yeah, it's
nice,
quite.
someone
Yeah.
falls somewhere there, and well, it's like battles that look nice, but this one doesn't look nice. And I think it's also maybe representative of the 90s, people starting to get a more realistic view of war. But it's true, it's a bit violent. And so what I put here, it's a bit long too, it's nearly 3 hours. But I don't know, Apocalypse Now is quite long too, I think.
Yeah,
Yeah, it is.
yeah.
There is
I don't
two. There are
remember.
two versions, I think.
Yeah, the Redux version is longer.
Yeah, we projected the longer one.
Yeah.
So it won 5 Oscar prizes: Best Director for Steven Spielberg, Best Cinematography, etc.
How many times Spielberg received the Best Director
I think just once for
award?
this.
Not for the Schindler List or
Oh, maybe he did.
for E.T.
No, for E.T., he didn't. It wasn't
One.
until he started doing things like Schindler's List and Saving Private Ryan that he actually started winning awards for
No,
them.
he won for E.T., he
Did
won
he?
Cannes, what is it, Palme d'Or.
Okay, yeah. I didn't know that.
Okay, so yeah, that's the point. It's a bit gray, and actually, if you look at my second page, in the trivia, I found out that in fact they actually reduced the color saturation of the movie just to make it look maybe a bit like the
That was very
documentaries from
interesting to
your
read, yeah.
time. Yeah, I was very surprised to find this.
But then I read that they where was it?
They turned
They
back the color.
re-enhanced the color, yeah.
Yeah.
Because people start to
Yeah.
complain
That it was their TVs and
there
not.
was a problem with the TV when they were broadcasting the movie on the TV.
Yeah, so this fact number two, I think, obviously for technical
It's
people
an
like
interesting
us,
point, though.
it's quite funny. So yeah, so I mean, these 4 points could serve also as an introduction if you want to talk for 5 or 10 minutes before the movie, I don't know, in the room. So yeah, so this would be my candidate, but
And
very much
then there is
later.
this there is a hero, I mean it's or a non-hero, and in all the other two stories in the previous movies there were a hero, Lawrence of Arabia, Amadeus. Apocalypse Now it's also a non-hero, I think,
Yeah.
but here I don't remember, it's actually the
Yeah,
Tom Hanks the
on the
hero, or
picture
it's
actually, yeah, it's Tom Hanks. In fact, you don't see Private Ryan until the end, more or less, or you see because
Yeah, about
when they're
two-thirds of the
looking
way
for
through the
him,
movie.
yeah,
Because
when
most of
they're
the movie is
looking.
them trying to find him on the front,
Is
right?
Private Ryan Tom
No,
Hanks?
no.
No,
No,
come,
he's
come.
trying to find him.
Yeah, he's trying to find him.
Well, the caption says Captain John Miller, so. So
Yeah.
if you look at the caption, yeah, so here's
No, Private
Tom
Ryan
Hanks.
was Matt Damon, I
Yeah,
think, yeah.
so the private is just a simple soldier, actually.
Yeah.
By the way, did he died finally or not?
Who? Private Ryan?
Private
No.
Ryan, yeah.
No, they find him actually and they send him back
I
to the
remember.
Yeah.
But the
Remember their
captain
family,
dies
but
actually.
ah,
Is it
Tom
him at the
Hanks.
beginning? It's him at the beginning of the movie at the
Yeah.
graveyard, right?
Because
Oh
I
yeah, that's
remember.
Private Ryan
Yeah,
remembering
with his
him. Yeah.
family. Yeah.
Because I remember that in the end of the movie, they are trying to defend some bridge or something, and there's quite heavy shooting, and finally it's actually John Miller who die.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he
Okay.
dies, unfortunately. So yeah, there is
At
sacrifice
the
in
end, to
the
tell you the truth, I didn't like so much the movie because it was quite moralistic. Because there were a guy who didn't kill a German because he was quite non-violent. And because he didn't kill this German, the German killed, I don't know, maybe
Perhaps it was Tom Hanks, yeah.
yeah.
Oh
Maybe
yeah,
it was
yes.
like if he had killed
Yeah, the German.
if he would kill him, he wouldn't
Because,
live. Wow.
yeah.
Tom Hanks wouldn't die.
Well, I mean, yeah, it has a moral dimension all over the movie, you know,
Yeah.
saving individual and the guys. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know how many people have seen it. Well, among you, well, most
I
of
have.
us. Yeah.
I have seen it.
Oh, okay. So maybe
Yeah.
people know it quite well.
Yeah, we are running
Yeah.
out of
Okay.
time.
So, yeah. So I have some other candidates. It's on the first page at the bottom. I also put Pulp Fiction, The Silence of the Lambs, and I also, well, sort of included La Vita è Bella, but I know we're an English movie club, so I guess it's a bit out of purpose. But
What's the
it.
movie about, La Vita è Bella?
Oh, it's about
But
again
it was in
about the
English,
camps
no?
and the Second World War.
I
So
don't
it's
think so.
about
No, it was
a
in
family of
Italian.
Italians which arrives into a death camp. And in fact, it's treated in a more or less humorous mode. So the father tries to hide from his boy that they are in a death camp. And it's this very strange, well, not really humor, but relation between, yeah.
How would end up? What is the
Well, the
ending,
boy
the
gets
end?
saved, but the father dies. So, I don't know. It created some controversies, I think, because people said you shouldn't do any form of humor related to the camps. But it's very, very moving, so I think it's. Anyway, Italians.
There's actually a third movie about the Second War. Schindler's List,
Yeah.
Saving Private Ryan, and La
Yeah.
Vita è Bella.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Denis?
Yeah, so I have a quite different movie to propose you. I don't know, it's called The Big Lebowski from Joel Cohen. Actually, they are brothers. You probably know them. I don't know how many of you have seen this movie.
No.
Just partially, I think. But I heard it's very funny. I've seen some other films by the Coen brothers.
Yeah, they made Fargo, which,
yeah,
is, in,
which
the
is in our table.
And
The last one was the one with Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Cruel Intentions or something like that, I think.
Yeah, something about cruelty.
Okay,
very
so
funny.
I don't know how I'm going to sell you this movie. Because actually the plot is impossible to make, because it's actually it's inspired from a movie called The Big Sleep, and
a movie or a novel?
It's actually where I see that in a, it's a movie from Raymond Chandler, The Big Sleep.
No, but they say that Raymond Chandler wrote the novel. You
okay.
See, it's the last but one paragraph on your
yeah,
page.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's a novel, okay. But then the story goes that while that film was in production, and director Howard Hawks, okay. Okay, you are right, it was a book. Okay, so it's about a guy called the Dude, I don't know how you pronounce it. And he's actually smoking pots and doing nothing. Just he's living in LA. It's a typical fellow from the suburb. And he has some friends, typical friends. One is an old guy from coming back from Vietnam, obsessed by Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
Another guy who is never speaking, and they all play together bowling.
Mm-hmm.
And the casting is very interesting. There is okay. Actually, I wanted to propose you some posters related to this movie. Maybe it's going to open the discussion on posters as well. So, actually, here you, on this the first poster, you can see the actors from the movie. I don't know if you know some of them.
Mm-hmm.
So Jeff Bridges at the top. Goodman is the second one, the big guy. Then Turturro. And the last one is Muccini, and I don't remember the name of the girl.
It's Julianne Moore, isn't it?
Yeah.
You wrote the paragraph on the poster?
I took it from, I don't know where.
Okay.
So
could be edited a bit.
Actually, I'm not going to describe much more the Big Lebowski, but it's quite hard to describe. It's a journey about this guy, but it's a movie quite surrealistic. I mean, there are some parts that are like coming from dreams and.
Mm-hmm.
Why the movie is called The Big Lebowski? Why the big? Lebowski is his family name, right? But why? It's
yeah, it's his family name, and actually Jeffrey Lebowski, and his. Is there is a story with another Lebowski?
Yeah,
there
are two Lebowskis.
Yeah.
Okay, and why the big Lebowski is the second one?
I don't remember. Maybe it's just because of the Big Sleep. There is
mm-hmm.
Okay.
I don't
know. A reference.
So it's a kind of it's like American Beauty in some way. It's
mm-hmm.
even worse. You see worse people. So it's kind of an ethnographic movie, I would say, but and it's a modern hero. It's
mm-hmm.
quite fun, and the casting is marvelous. So that's it for this movie, and I just wanted to go to the design of the posters actually.
I quite like that.
Yeah, it's probably a bit dark for a poster, but
yeah.
Otherwise it's very nice.
The idea is also to discuss the content. Should we put a summary of the movie? Or the plot, and what kind of information do we want? So that's the first poster.
Mm-hmm.
There is also this poster, quite dark also.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if you cannot really see, but there is the pricing information. So we said that
mm-hmm.
one movie is 8 francs, and 3 movies, 18 francs. And we can have an annual subscription of 60
yeah.
francs. I wanted to say some information to involve people in the committee as well, if they want to take part to the committee
yeah.
to select movies. And
mm-hmm.
what else?
So I think this is not bad, because they say something a little bit about our movie club. And yeah, The Big Lebowski, it's clear that it's a movie and I guess the people can remember that it was a movie at least, even if they haven't seen it.
Looks like a CD cover.
Yeah, actually the idea was to, yeah, there is at the bottom the a scene from one of these dreams of the Big Lebowski.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, it's a dream.
And the first part is actually you see a cowboy and the hero, the Jeffrey Lebowski, the dude.
Mm-hmm.
And the cowboy, it's actually at the beginning of the movie, the cowboy introduced the story and he's coming back at the end of the story.
Oh, okay.
Explaining what kind of movie you are going to see.
Okay, sounds a bit crazy.
And last posters. So, same principle, but I don't know. I was thinking of adding some quotations of well-known directors. And
I like it because it's not so dark. So the images are a bit brighter.
I actually don't like it. It looks like two, yeah, it looks like two separate posters. Although I think you can mix, I would keep the format of the first one, add the quotes and the content information from the second one. So take those quotes, get rid of that section of text, put those quotes in there. Put the information you had in the second poster about the movie club, how to join, kind of in the middle, and keep this title and everything just slightly higher up.
Okay, I see.
What about the brighter background? Is this one, I don't know how it would show on a wall or something like this. It doesn't really catch your attention.
I think it does. I think the contrast between the strip of film and or the strip of pictures and everything else is
okay. I see. What I wanted is more or less to know the content of the movie. What you want to have on the poster?
Yeah.
No, the content was very good in the second one.
That one.
Yeah. So take all of that content, throw it up into the. First one, and then maybe add the quotes that you had from the famous directors, sort of at the bottom or something.
If they fit there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. So I think now we have to decide for a movie.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah.
So
I would suggest, if it's not too long, maybe each of us could nominate one or two movies. We make a list and then we vote.
Okay, good idea.
What do you think?
Yeah.
So Mirek, what do you nominate?
So, I'm really convinced by The Big Lebowski.
You are?
Yes. And I would like to at least to have it in the...
In the nominees.
In the
nominees,
exactly.
Another nominee?
And...
Usual Suspects.
All of them.
Okay, Agnes, Usual Suspects.
Mainly because only two of us have seen it, and it's not a mainstream movie, so I don't think a lot of people would have seen it. To begin with.
Yeah. Well, you can nominate one or two, so that we I would nominate my candidate, Saving Private Ryan. And I'm happy with your nominations too. I would nominate also Pulp Fiction because it's a very good movie. Denis?
I would nominate
so yours is already nominated, but
American Beauty as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I would be okay with Saving Private Ryan.
Okay, so it's already on the list.
And then I'm still hesitating between the Schindler's List and the Silence of the Lambs.
Mm-hmm.
May I nominate all these three movies? Big Lebowski, Schindler's List, and the Silence of the Lambs.
So we have seven candidates. If you have a good short-term memory.
So we reduced it by what, two?
So Big Lebowski, Usual Suspects, Saving Private Ryan, Pulp Fiction, American Beauty, Schindler's List, and Silence of the Lambs. So now let's vote. Should we vote just for one film, or should each of us say... Okay.
So eliminate first.
Or
eliminate
we can eliminate
first
one, mm-hmm. one movie each, and then we select.
I'm sorry. Could you go once again through the list of the movies
so
because I don't know.
Big Lebowski.
Is it possible to put them on the whiteboard?
I can write on your
Okay,
paper,
so
maybe.
the Schindler's List, The Usual Suspects, Silence of the Lambs, Big Lebowski,
American Beauty
Saving
and
Private Ryan.
Okay. Saving Private Ryan.
Wait, I'm
So,
missing one. What am I missing? Pulp Fiction? Was that one
yeah,
of
Pulp
them?
Fiction,
Okay.
Pulp Fiction.
Okay, so each of us chooses one to eliminate.
I have six. I have six.
That's a bit cruel, but
I have
fine.
seven.
That's a good way.
Okay,
American Beauty.
Denis?
Me, I would remove Silence of the Lambs because I think it's too violent.
Okay, I will just remove it this way. I would remove Schindler's List because it's too sad.
Okay.
Well, not a very good reason, but
Pulp Fiction.
well, too bad.
Yeah, and I would
And you have a
terminate.
reason for it, or?
I'm not a huge fan of Quentin Tarantino,
Okay. And
and
I
it
would
didn't make a
terminate
good
Pulp Fiction
impression.
as well, if so, if it's
Maybe you can eliminate another one.
No,
another one?
no.
No?
Really eliminate Pulp
Eliminate.
Fiction. It's gone.
Okay, so we're left with The Big Lebowski, Usual Suspects, Saving Private Ryan, and American Beauty. Okay, so let's vote just simply for one for the moment. So I would vote for American Beauty because I haven't seen
I vote
it.
for Big Lebowski.
We're all gonna vote for something different.
So maybe I could do Lebowski. Agnes, Denis.
Agnes, you.
I still like The Usual Suspects, but I like American Beauty too. So.
Make your decision.
Usual Suspects.
Oh, you
Okay,
move on to
now I
yours,
have
or
the.
yeah,
You have the
you
deciding vote.
if you want to take
You're
it.
the president, maybe,
Okay.
after all, huh? Yeah.
Okay, so I'll go with the Big Lebowski since the posters are already ready.
Already ready,
Okay.
yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm.
That's fine.
Okay, so.
It'll make a good change from
Yeah,
the other
I think at
ones.
least it's funny, and that's nice. Okay. So,
Okay, would you like to be Big Lebowski?
Okay.
That's your fault, Mirai.
If you don't like it, it's your problem.
No,
No,
I
I
like
mean,
it.
yeah, it's you voted
So
for
we
it,
have
so
other
I
monkeys
have to read
anyway.
it.
Yeah.
So,
can we decide for next meeting, maybe?
well, beginning of May, I guess, to choose the film for May.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, beginning of May. But there is plenty of holidays at the beginning of May, no?
Yeah, the 5th is Ascension. That's the
Ascension.
coming up this
Ascension.
Friday.
Okay, or we'll decide after the projection of the movie, the date.
Yeah, we can do it like the Tuesday before the Ascension, so that's May 3rd.
Okay, no problem.
So thanks for the posters, actually, Vinny. They're very nice.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. And see you at the
See you
projection.
on what? April 26th or?
Ninth.
No,
Ninth?
29.
Yeah, 29th.
Okay.
We're looking forward. I want to see.